started to speak last week that Ali Shor is continuing his survey of the different koichos that operate inside a person, Das Atzmenu. And we spoke about the guf that's blind and the neshama that's weak, but has vision. We spoke about Midas. We spoke about Dimyon. This week we started to speak about the Gemara and Shabbos, HaMekareya Begodol B'Chamosoi. And we shall be killed by Hamas and Mufaz and Moisel by Hamas, ye be in Echo Koivir of Edizar. State the Gemara de Gazach that a person who has a temper tantrum is already be Sakona to go be Oivir of Edizar. That's how Chomer Chazal looked at such a thing. Now, what Ali Shor is taking out of that Gemara is another look at Koichas and Nefesh of a person. What happens? And Ali Shor is using this Gemara in Shabbos to uncover a new Nekuda inside a person. And that new Nekuda, what does that mean? Just because a guy throws a temper tantrum, so that's why he's a candidate and he's open to a possibility of the word Azar? What's the Imek of that? Is Ali Shor is using this Gemara in Shabbos? That's how Abba Musa learns a piece of Gemara. What's staying in this Gemara? Staying in this Gemara that there's a force inside a person called irrationality. Kas, temper tantrums. Korea, begodim b'chamasa, a person who throws a temper tantrum and rips up begodim when he's in a rage, is being irrational. You're irrational? You can end up in all types of things. It's another force. He found in this Gemara, Ali Shor found in this Gemara, not a local event. Go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, yeah, a guy who's it. No, it's a force. There's another force inside a person called irrationality, called what he calls Shulton HaYetzer, where the Yetzer gets you to do things which don't make sense. Well, they don't have any seichel. They don't have any rationale to it. They don't have any logic to it. And the same illogicality and the same irrationality we saw last week, very Tiferei, Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim describes anger as Torah, person's ripping out his neshama. And we said that the pshat is because when a person behaves irrationally, a person's ripping out a piece of his neshama, out to get out the desire, says you told me when you get angry, or when you throw a temper tantrum. If a zoy vait that you're stepping out of your neshama, so then the pshat is you're already open to attack. That's the pshat that Ali Shor says. Under the surface, there's another pshat over here. Chazal say, he brings that over here on the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Oven Maikro. Continues the Gemara and says, Ezo El Zor, Sheish Begufa Shel Adam, Chazal Medayek, it says, Loyeh Becha El Zor, you shouldn't have Avodah Zarah inside of you. It doesn't say Licha, it says Becha. Which Avodah Zarah is there inside a person? Havirem is a Yetzirah. This Gemara is a life-changing Gemara. A person has inside of him a force that acts like an Elzor, acts like a god. Le'yeh b'cha Elzor, shocking dear. You shouldn't have inside of you an Avodah Zarah that you serve. Have inside of me, yeah, the Yetzirah behaves like he's God. He tells you what to do, he bosses you around. And Amud Kuf Nun Gimel, the Ali Shor says, Melech Godol Hu Koyach Hara. Second paragraph. He's a big king. Kishu Shailet Al Adam when he rules over you. But like we say in Rosh Hashanah, in the Piyut, Melech Evyonu, he's also a poverty-stricken Melech. Ki Yeser Mishlita Einboy, Mavol Dekaloshen. He doesn't have anything more than Shlita. That means he doesn't have anything to offer. He doesn't offer anything tangible. He just bosses you around. He bosses you around. He's a Melech. He's an Elzor. He tells you what to do. Go here, go there, do this. By the way, that's the posh pshat in this Gemara and Shabbos. The same way he bossed you around and got you to do a crazy thing like breaking Caleb in a temper tantrum, is he going to come here with his he's the boss. But there's something much deeper that I want to discuss over here. Why is it that a person who throws a temper tantrum, he's a candidate for Oyvin Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says like a Shabbos. The Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Shabbos like this. The Alter from Kelm says, what is Pshat in this Gemara? Lo yibacha el zol, eshtachavel el necha, ezu el zol, sheish begufo yishal adam. Chazal made a mori to kadiyak in the Lashon HaPasuk. Lo yibacha. You shouldn't have an el zol inside of you. What's inside of you? Who has an Avodah? A guy has an Avodah Zarah shop inside of you? No, it's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is the Elzar. He's the God. But Chazal called it a Avodah Zarah. They called it a foreign El, foreign force. Altuf comes in a Mori de Gazach. Why is this Elzar? Why is this Avodah Zarah called the Sun located inside of you? It's a location issue. He said a Mori de Gazach. He says, you know what the Elzar is? You know what the Sun is? You know what this foreign God that you're serving, this Avodah Zarah? He says, the Lashon of the Alter of Kelm is, it's called Avas Atzmoy, self-absorption. That's why it's inside of you. And the Alter of Kelm says that the Iker Satan, the Iker Yetzahara, that's Bacha, which is the source of all Averis, says the Alter of Kelm, is Avas Atzmoy. You love yourself, but we're not talking about the love yourself, about liking yourself and being positive. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the psychological. We're talking about self-absorption, where your entire life revolves around what I can get and what I could take and what's good for me, to the exception of everything else and everybody else, gavra and chefza, everything. That's what it is. La'yeh b'cha elzar. You shouldn't have an elzar and avodah zarah inside of you. Said Chazal, eze elzar, which is avodah zarah inside of you. That's yetzirah. What's about yetzirah is located inside of you? What does that mean, he's located? So the Alter from Kelm says that what it means he's located inside of you is it you. It's you. You're the way there's over. You bow down to yourself all day. You have your own religion. It's called me. Very simple, very simple religion. You have a whole net. You don't have you. You're the way there's over. It's you. And your self-absorption, which is inside of you, because it's you, that's the source. That's the Avodah Zarah itself. The Satan wraps your whole life around you. Now, by the way, if he's there, so that's the pshat of the Gemara on Shabbos. I'm a career, but God of Hamas, a guy just holds temper tantrums and is busy ripping up clothing and breaking kalim. So, what is anger, by the way? Anger is a marvel de kazach. Why do people get throw temper tantrums, by the way? Why do people get angry? Haloi. You get angry because you didn't give me what I want. Why do you get angry? Anger is about self-absorption. By the way, there is no other explanation to anger, because anger is not about taiva, because like the Ali Shore writes later on, or I wrote it earlier, that nobody who got angry to protect his covered really increased his reputation among the tzibur exactly. Didn't yet happen. There was a guy who said, don't you ever speak to me like that, and start to throw dishes in the dira. That, by the way, it's not a new development. Chazal already spoke about it. I'm a Shaber Kalim B'chamosik, more Shabbos Daf Kufay. Nobody ever was thought of highly. Nobody got a great reputation, and nobody got his friends. It's the type of guys whose friends, you know, they ask, can I put you on the resume? So they say, you know, I have a Kabbalah from my Zayda that I don't do on our resumes, and things like that. V'chulu v'chulu ayin shom. So what's anger about? Anger is irrational. So is the pshat that the guy is psychiatrically not well? So the Mesilas Yesharim says, yeah, there's something wrong with you. You're not well. But be'etzem, anger is purely about me. That means the me can't be soivel, that the me didn't get what the me wants. And therefore the me is going to throw dishes and blow a top and behave in a way that's totally irrational, illogical, and crazy. That's not going to make you Mr. Popular Gishmaka guy. Doesn't make a difference. But the me is so powerful that I can't absorb it. So that means then you're under the shleet of the Yetzirah. That's the Amkus. The Amkus is that about the real Yetzirah B'cha is the Elzar. That's it. There's one more Nekuda which we have to discuss over here. If we're talking about this aspect of the Ali Shor, the Yetzirah operating inside of you. So last week we spoke about the irrationality, the illogicality of it. And that's the connection between Avodah Zarah and temper tantrums. This week I spoke about the connection is because the Yetzirah is self-absorption of Bukha, and so is temper tantrum. But there's a third Nekuda which we need to speak about. And that is Bukha, the whole concept of Lo Yeh Bukha Elzar, something very, very deep. We spoke about it once, we spoke about it in Elul, but I want to have it over now. What does it mean that the Yetzer Hara is inside of you? You shouldn't have a foreign Avodah Zarah inside of you. And who's B'cha? That's the Yetzer Hara. First of all, Yetzer Hara is very interesting. It's described in Chazal as a ganze maisa. That runs your life, that you serve, you bow down to, you follow his lead. Okay. But here's the tricky part. The tricky part is that it's B'cha. It's inside of you. I have to explain what the Mashmoas is. He explains it over here a little bit. Let me explain what it means. What does it mean that Yetzer Hara is inside of you? What's the Mashmoas of that? It's not a geographical Zach. It's not just a location for it. So one Hesber is the Hesber I just said from the altar. B'cha means Avas Atzmei, self-absorption. But there's another Nekuda, which is very, very important. The other Nekuda is that I'll say a Mashal Chazal. Chazal say in two places, in Bereishis Rabbah and other places, that at the beginning, the Yetzer Hara appears like a guest, and then in the end, he appears like a Baal HaBayis. I repeat, at the beginning, the Yetzer Hara appears like a guest, and at the end, he appears like a Baal HaBayis. Chazal used it to describe the difficulty that as time goes on, it becomes more difficult to fight the Yetzer Hara, because at the beginning, he appears like a Reach, Lashon is, and at the end, he appears like a Baal HaBayis. What's the Mashmoas of Chazal? What does it mean, a guest? I'll explain you what it means. And this is very, very important. Chazal, it's put on all the Sfarim that other Rishon before the Chet, he had a Yecholus to do Ra, and but it was outside of him, it wasn't inside of him. After the Chet of other Rishon, where he brought Ra into his life, so it became part of him. What's the Bir Hadram? I'm going to say an extremely low-level Moshe, which doesn't apply to other Rishon, but it applies to us, okay? Extremely low-level mashal. What does that mean? What does it mean inside-outside? I'll give you a very low-level mashal. You could take the mashal and copy it over on endless levels of sophistication, complexities, and nafkaminas. But I'll say it in the most base way. A guy's learning for a Seder. Okay? For a Seder. That's not a chiddush. That itself is not a chiddush. Learning for a Seder. Shavuot Shechal Ba'asar B'Teves, Ashtiko Chiddush. And he came on time, and he's leaking in the sukkah, and he's having Gevalda Gazach, and Leaking, Chavusa came on time also, and Sugi is a Kishmak Sugi, and the Fatifin is a Chandetur. The guy comes over in the middle and says, "Want to go out? Want to go to the bakery? Let's go have a cold coke." So the guy says, "I don't need a cold coke." Manager said, "I just had breakfast. I'm learning. Sugi came on time. He came on time. Real event. Let's lose the race, right? We're up and already. Everyone's here. Let's go." And the guy said, "No, it's Kedai. That's on the Rishon before the Chet. Where the word is, there's the Yetzer Hara on the outside who's convincing me to do something. I don't necessarily want to do it. If the guy's a sweet talker and a slick operator, he might get me to go drink before." Extremely low level mashal, okay? On the Rishon after the Chet, he's in the middle of sitting and learning. Chavrusa came, everything above mentioned. Then at 10 o'clock, you have this crazy drive. I have to go out for half an hour and get a coke. A biological need. It's also Yetzer Hara, but the Yetzer Hara appears in your system as a need that I have. I'll give you an example. Lashon Hara. You're makabel yourself not to be Lashon Hara. You're in a good shape. Comes over a guy and says, "I have a moridik shtickle to tell you. From Yeshua Beno never has a shtickle Lashon Mishmaka Lashon Hara." So you say, "Listen, I'm a Kabul, this and that, I don't want them, I'm just, I don't need to, I'm in the middle of learning, I don't need to hear good, bad." That's all the Rishon Lefnei Achet, but the guy is convinced you, and he says, "It's Kedai, and it's good." All the Rishon Lachar Achet is that you have a juicy piece of information to say, and you push a platzing, you're going to die if you don't say it. And that means that the Yetzer Hara appears in your system, in your consciousness, as a need that you have, not as an outside force convincing you. We've all experienced both these types of things, where the Yetzer Hara could appear as a oreach, as a guest, where, imagine a bachur comes to somebody's dira and a suda, Shabbos, you get invited to Chashav Yom Gaman, and the bachur walks in, and he starts to tell everybody where to sit, and when you should make Kiddush, and I don't like that, Nigam Hashem Aleichem, sing the other one from Regesh, and this one and that one, and go here and go there, and why'd you bring the fish over there? Why'd you make this up? Because lady, right? And then the Bocher says, "And who's saying Advat Torah now? And which Kariba are we singing?" So the guy says, you're You're just a guest. Get lost. What are you saying, Davis? But let's say the Balabas over there in the Dira allows the Bacha to say Deus 1 week, a second week, a third week, a fourth week, a fifth week, a sixth week. The seventh week, the Bacha comes in and is that's a Chavek in the Balabas seat. He makes Kiddush. Nobody even says they forgot that he's a guest. He became a Balabas. That's what Chazal meant to say, that the Yetzirah could appear, at the beginning he appears like a guest. A guest is an outsider. A guest is an outsider. He appears as a guest. When he appears as a guest, it's easy to deflect him. You say, in my life. But as time goes on and the Yetzirah becomes Hamish, he starts to appear as a Balabas. What's why he appears as a Balabas? You, Becha. And the Nafkamina is, the difficulty is a very tifazach. It's very hard to identify that it's the Yetzirah talking. Why? Because it's me. So the Yib Becha Elzar means that the Yetzirah appears Becha. He appears inside of you as you, as a need that I have. Now when it appears on my, we'll use a modern lashon, on my screen, as a need that I have, it's very hard to go identify and say, oh, it's the Yetzirah talking. So Kozman, he's a guest, he's an Arech, then it's easy to get rid of him because it's an outsider talking to you. So I say, listen, Russia, Lamatam is Gobo, El Mashiach, I can talk to the Torah on the outside and say, go get lost. But if I say that he's a Balabas, which means he talks mitoch groinoi. So the difficulty is, why is it difficult then? Why? Because when he becomes a Balabas, it's hard to identify that it's the Yetzirah, because it's Becha, it's inside of you. So what's the Yetzirah? What's the Yetzirah? Azash Ferazach. By us, most of us, the Yetzirah is Balabas, not a guest. Not a guest, he doesn't knock on the door politely and say, can I come? He's there, he's afanor, and he's talking, and he's agending, everything. What's up, Shah? Especially, you have to learn Musa, sorry to say. The only way a person can take the Yetzirah from being a Balabas and pushing him back to be a guest is only by learning Musa.